In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump proposes a deal to end a partial government shutdown. Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten promises funding worth millions of dollars for a national swimming program. And in Australian Open action, Ash Barty moves to the quarterfinals after a heroic win over former world number one Maria Sharapova. With the latest SBS News, I'm Joy Joshi. US President Donald Trump has proposed an immigration deal in a bid to end a 29-day partial government shutdown. Mr. Trump stuck to his demand for a $5 billion border wall to be part of any bill to fully reopen the government, an ultimatum Democrats oppose. But the president hopes offering new protections for some undocumented migrants could end a month-long impasse with Congress. Mr. Trump says both sides of politics must come together to find a solution.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen. Walls are not immoral. In fact, they are the opposite of immoral because they will save many lives and stop drugs from pouring into our country.
The Democrats have immediately dismissed the plan. The Australian share market is set to make solid gains when trade resumes on Monday following positive reports on US-China trade talks. US President Donald Trump says there has been progress towards a trade deal with China, an announcement that has pushed the global markets higher. US and China are prepared to make concessions, and experts say this will boost the ASX, which is tipped to open 43 points higher tomorrow. The Liberal Party is looking for another woman to replace Industrial Relations Minister Kelly O'Dwyer in the Higgins seat of Melbourne. Ms. O'Dwyer has announced she will quit politics at the next election to spend more time with her family and try for a third child. While her resignation adds to the Liberal Party's so-called women problem, both Ms. O'Dwyer and Prime Minister Scott Morrison have said they want a woman to be pre-selected for her job. Labour Deputy Leader Tania Plibersek has acknowledged the challenges of parenting cited by Liberal Minister Kelly O'Dwyer, but criticised the coalition for failing to do enough for women in Parliament. Ms. Plibersek, who is a mother to three children, says she respects Ms. O'Dwyer's decision. She says the Liberals should be doing more to increase the number of women in their party.
I think one of the differences that the Liberal Party could make to make it easier to retain people like Kelly O'Dwyer in the front bench is increase the number of women in their parliamentary party, because when you get a critical mass, it does change the culture.
All primary school children would have access to swimming and water safety lessons under a future federal Labor government. Currently, about 1 in 5 Australian children leave primary school unable to swim 50 metres. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has committed $46 million over the next 4 years to ensure all Australian kids receive school-based swimming lessons.
We want to work with the surf life-saving clubs to make sure that Aussie kids learn to swim, to make sure that they learn about water safety. We think this is a great investment in our kids. $46 million, it's a significant amount of money, but it's not too much. We think that if Aussie kids can learn to swim in bigger numbers, then we think that's an investment in the future. It's an investment not only in their social confidence, but indeed in their safety.
Almost 250 people drowned in Australian waterways in the past year. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has reassured Middle Eastern leaders that Australia has no intentions of withdrawing from Iraq. Australia has based hundreds of troops in the war-torn nation since 2014. Mr. Pyne has also suggested Australian troops could take a stronger role in the Middle East if the United States makes a speedy retreat. US President Donald Trump has announced American troops would withdraw from Syria and wind back operations in Afghanistan, claiming Islamic State had been defeated. The Nationals' pre-selected candidate to replace fallen MP Andrew Broad wants to see respect and dignity restored in politics. Annie Webster was pre-selected yesterday for the seat of Malay. Mr. Broad will not contest the seat after allegations of inappropriate conduct during an official government trip overseas. Ms. Webster says she would like to see respect and dignity in politics as opposed to behaviour which doesn't impress the electorate. And in the Australian Open, Ashleigh Barty has staged a stirring fight back to storm into her maiden Grand Slam quarterfinal with a dramatic victory over Maria Sharapova. Barty lost the first set to the former world number one, but came back strong in the second and third to hand Sharapova a 4-6, 6-1, 6-4 defeat. Barty has told the Nine Network she's looking forward to her quarterfinal clash with Petra Kvitova.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't get any easier at all. It's just another challenge and another opportunity for me to come out and try and play my best tennis. You know, I've come agonisingly close against Petra before, so I can come out on Tuesday, play a fun, free brand of tennis.
Earlier on Sunday, two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova also secured a spot in the quarterfinals after defeating American teenager Amanda Anisimova. The eighth seed took less than an hour to hand the 17-year-old a 6-2, 6-1 defeat at Melbourne Park. And now look at today's weather. In Perth, very hot and sunny at 41. In Adelaide, mostly sunny at 33. Melbourne becoming sunny at 24. Hobart, mostly sunny at 27. Canberra, partly cloudy at 34. Wollongong, overcast at 24. Sydney, cloudy at 26. Newcastle, cloudy at 25 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny at 33. Cairns, shower or two at 31. Darwin, showers with a possible storm at 33. Joy Joshi, SBS News.